Ain't It a Gentle Sound, written by Other People's Coats and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Cody slash Obi-Wan and is a modern setting AU with non-binary Obi-Wan and trans Cody, additionally tagged with queer domesticity, Australian AU, no plot only vibes, and hairline cleanup is a love language. Abbreviated summary. Cody, Obi-Wan, and the queer domesticity of letting your girlfriend clean up your undercut. In her hands, the clippers hum. Outside, the rain patters steadily against the window. It's quieter down here, a more polite sound. Less the deafening drumming of the rain back up north where she'd spent most of her teenage years, when in the depths of it you had to shout to be heard. She likes it, even if she sometimes misses the thunderous cacophony of late summer storms. At least down here you can step outside and not expect to be immediately soaked to the bone. Obi-Wan shifts on the stool, turning their head a little and reaching up to pull at their mustache thoughtfully. She tisks at them, for all she knows they'd only done so because the clippers weren't actually against their head. "Keep squirming, you'll end up with a buzz cut instead of an undercut," she chides, and they huff a laugh. "You don't think I could pull it off?" they ask, jokingly offended, splaying one long-fingered hand against their bare chest. "I think you're fishing for compliments," she replies, dry as dust, and Obi-Wan laughs her favorite laugh of theirs, the ugly, honking one, like a flock of startled geese. She stifles her own giggle, though in the mirror she's aware that she's not exactly doing a good job of hiding her amusement. She hefts the clippers again, and then pauses, flicks them off for a moment, and makes sure she's got the guard fixed on firmly. She doesn't mind going down to a bare blade. Obi-Wan will. Not that they'd complain anyway, but she's well aware that the more unhappy they are about something, the less they'll mention it. She wholly understands why. It's a good thing for several people, other than just Obi-Wan, that is. That after everything, Obi-Wan had moved halfway around the globe rather than stay back in the UK. Biting her tongue through the occasional family dinner via Skype, never more than a couple times a year, thank God. Even if the days picked made Cody furious for wholly different reasons, is one thing. Biting her tongue on the regular around Obi-Wan's family would be a wholly different thing. If they were in more regular contact, sooner or later she'd snap, even knowing it wouldn't help anything. She's dreading the inevitable in-person visit. At some point, they're going to have to make the trek, though thankfully thus far they've managed to put it off. Then again, Obi-Wan had been the one to say, after the last time they jumped the ditch to visit her family, admittedly a much shorter flight, being about 3.5 hours instead of 21.5, that if they were in a room with her father again, there might well be a murder. She'd almost laugh until she'd realized just how deadly serious they were. And how it wasn't them Obi-Wan was expecting to be needing a quick trip through a wood chipper afterwards. "I can smell the smoke, sweetheart," Obi-Wan says, and Cody blinks, realizing with a tinge of embarrassment she'd zoned out and had just been standing there, clippers aloft, staring into the mirror. "Sorry," she says, then adds, "thinking about shit." Obi-Wan sighs. "I had guessed as much, yes. Anything you want to talk about?" Cody shakes her head. "There's no real point. There's nothing to say, really, except glad you get it. Sorry you get it." Obi-Wan laughs humorously. "Ah, as ever, huh?" She nods, and then hefts the clippers with intention. "Okay, well, navel-gazing over, let's get you fuzzy again." Obi-Wan snorts and then tugs once more at their mustache before settling forwards, elbows up on the counter, and their head leant over the sink. There's fine freckles on their shoulders still, from when the two of them had gone down to the beach a couple weekends ago, but she knows well enough that those will fade back to pale skin sooner rather than later. "We really should get a cape," Obi-Wan says, as she starts to run the clippers up the side of their head. "It'd make cleanup easier." "What, you have something against getting your tits out? Too good for a plastic bag in the sink?" she jokes. And Obi-Wan very nearly shakes their head before remembering that she's currently shaving their head. "Oh, far be it for me to besmirch the fine people of Kohl's and their quality melted dinosaur products for which they charge a bloody mint," Obi-Wan drawls, leaning into their accent until it's thick enough to cut with a butter knife. "Excuse you, this is a Woolies bag," she replies, archly, and Obi-Wan snorts. "Practically recycling, then, is what you're saying?" they reply, and Cody has to pull the clippers away from their skull to laugh. "Somehow, I don't think that's what the council means by green waste," she manages, and Obi-Wan sighs dramatically. "Alas, I fear you may be right, my dear." Cody huffs and places the clippers back against the side of Obi-Wan's head. "Of course I'm right," she says. "I'm always right." Before Obi-Wan can say anything in response, she starts the clippers again and shaves off another strip of hair. "No comment," Obi-Wan replies, over the hum of the clippers, and in the mirror she can see their mustache twitch in a grin. She rolls her eyes at them and then looks, pointedly, at the awkward little bundle of longer hair pulled forward over their forehead. She wouldn't threaten to cut it, even jokingly, but implying consideration is fair game. Obi-Wan wouldn't take it as an actual threat, however mild, even if she did say something, but she's well aware that sometimes it's not as easy to shrug off actual words, even knowing, intellectually, they weren't really meant to be taken seriously. Obi-Wan raises their fingers in a gesture of silent surrender, and Cody grins smugly, well aware they'll see it in the mirror. She concentrates on shaving down their hair for a while, running the clippers over the smooth curve of their skull, watching as the ginger fuzz piles up on the curve of the blades. She tips off the worst of it after every other stroke, the rustle of hair on plastic barely audible over the hum and buzz of the clippers and the patter of the still falling rain on the windows. Even so, there's a steadily building dusting of hair across their broad shoulders, like the freckles have decided to stage a coup on the surrounding pale skin. "I keep thinking about shaving my beard," Obi-Wan says abruptly, and Cody blinks. Before she can reply, Obi-Wan continues, "Or growing my hair out again. Maybe both." Cody rolls the ideas around, and then shrugs. "Could do. If you want to grow your hair out, you'll have to trim the top some till it evens out. Beard'd be easy to cut off, if you want to." Obi-Wan hums consideringly. "Pain in the ass to manage long hair, though," they say, eventually, as she's running the clippers down the other side of their head. "Don't know if I even have any of my old hair ties. I might have to hit up a chemist or something." Cody doesn't say anything, just grunts in acknowledgement and concentrates on not leaving any weird long patches of hair along the back of Obi-Wan's head. At least, not where there is not supposed to be long hair. Obi-Wan clearly needs to talk it out. She's honestly not bothered if they decide to grow out their hair or cut their beard or whatever. "On the other hand, I think if I grew my hair, I'd have to shave my beard. Just on principle," Obi-Wan continues. "And if I shave my beard, I look like a 12-year-old. 14, at least," Cody says, then adds, "Okay, don't move. I'm gonna get the edges." Obi-Wan hums and obediently freezes in place. Their heads warm under Cody's free hand as she presses it to their hair, tugging the long strands well out of the way while she runs the clippers down the line. It takes a couple of goes to catch them all, including the ever-dicey moment where she turns the blades toward the hair and runs them right up to the part. But eventually, she's got it all cleaned up, the awkward little tufts left behind after the first pass cut off. "All right, that's done. Lean forwards," she says, and Obi-Wan obligingly tilts their head and leans forward until their head's hanging over the sink entirely. Cody puts her free hand on their shoulder and then reconsiders, resting it instead on the crown of their head. It's a better angle, like that, means she can tilt their head gently as she clips up the fine baby hairs along their neck, the awkward patches she'd missed on the first go-around. "You know, you keep holding my head down like that. I'll get my wires crossed," Obi-Wan jokes, and Cody snorts. You develop a sink kink, you can manage that yourself, she replies dryly. Obi-Wan snaps their fingers and makes a mock disappointed sound. You drive a hard bargain, dear. That's me. Just a hard ass. All the time, just heart. She stops, registers what she's saying, and Obi-Wan laughs. I think you're meant to go to the hospital about that, they manage, through giggles. Cody rolls her eyes, and then admits defeat and joins in on the laughter. You reckon just rock up, or call for the ambos. Yeah, hi, got a small bit of a problem, she says, finally flicking off the clippers entirely instead of just awkwardly holding them where they won't catch anything. Obi-Wan's basically all done, anyway, unless they do decide to ditch the beard. Even if they do, they're more than capable of shaving their face. Obi-Wan barks with laughter. Oh, no, ambos for sure. Sirens and everything. Cody sighs, and then grouses, jokingly. Knowing my luck, I'd get a truck full of weedy blokes, not some hot chicks with biceps the size of my head and thighs to match. Obi-Wan shrugs one shoulder. You don't want to spend a 10-minute drive to the ER with Chad, Brad, and Kevin? Talk AFL and whatever it is straight people talk about? Stocks. Do straights talk about stocks? Cody leans forward, intending to press her head against Obi-Wan's broad shoulder, then reconsiders when she registers the loose hair still covering it. Instead, she starts brushing it off, trying to, mostly, get it into the bag-covered sink. I think you mean Chazza, Brazza, and Kebo. And don't pretend you don't think the thing they call footy down here is as much of a travesty as I do. Cody corrects. Well, it's not rugby, Obi-Wan concedes. They're all skinny little twigs playing aerial ping pong. Couldn't crack a goddamn passion fruit between their thighs, let alone a watermelon, Cody bitches, and then adds on. Though I suppose you might not know real rugby with your team. Obi-Wan puffs up, brows lowering comically. Excuse you, we won none matches in 115 years. She interrupts, and Obi-Wan rolls their eyes. So we lost a few matches against the All Blacks. Everyone's lost a couple of matches against the All Blacks. You can't call yourself a proper rugby team till you've lost a match to the All Blacks. Cody snorts. Sure, a couple of matches. That's what we're going to call it. Obi-Wan huffs. Whatever. You done infuzzinating me? Cody nods. And defuzzinating you. Maybe we should get a cape. Obi-Wan shrugs and then twists, wrapping one muscular arm around her middle and burying their face into her midriff. My tit's not good enough anymore, huh? Thought you liked me getting them out, they say, muffled, and Cody laughs, one hand coming up to poke at the, frankly goofy, little unicorn horn of hair, still up in the awkward ponytail over Obi-Wan's forehead. You trying to gore me, huh? Think your horn's gotta be a bit harder for that, she says, and then wants to bounce her head off the doorframe. She can feel Obi-Wan grin against her belly, their mustache shifting ticklishly. Got something on your mind, babe? I can get you a hard horn later. Pretty sure there's a whole range of options in the dresser. They leer, and Cody thumps their back. Gently, obviously, but hard enough they oof quietly. Oh, shut up. Get that hair tie out so I can trim your fringe and you can wash off. Obi-Wan laughs and then leans back, untwisting and reaching up to pull their hair free of the tie, though not before brushing a whiskery kiss against her belly. How long are you thinking? The usual? She asks, once they've finished fussing with their hair, mostly admittedly because it's never stopped being something that makes her chest ache, watching Obi-Wan run their hands through their hair, like catching on copper. Even here, in their kind of shitty bathroom, fluorescent lighting and cracked tiles and grungy rental plumbing and all, they're beautiful. The moment of utterly unselfconscious fixation as they fuss at their hair, something she wants to inhabit as much as she wants to watch. Back before she'd worked herself out, before she admitted that she'd worked herself out, when she was a maybe a gay guy, rather than, well, still gay, but very much not a guy, she'd still been fascinated by them. Admittedly, in retrospect, at least some of that was wanting to be even half as sure about herself as the person who'd rocked up to the uni queer club, introducing themselves as Obi-Wan, My pronouns are they, them, and I teach MMA, so if you have a problem, I've got a solution you're really not going to like. And then proceeded to organize the most efficient and lucrative sign-up week the club had ever had via the application of the uni pool and a couple of connections with the uni dive club. Some of it was, of course, just that Obi-Wan's hot. Even beside their looks, she's always had a weakness for people who are competent, and no one could ever argue that Obi-Wan was anything less than ruthlessly competent. Obi-Wan glances up at her, gray eyes meeting hers in the mirror, and grins. Yeah, about that. Maybe a little longer than last time. Cody nods and picks up the scissors, measuring with her fingers and double-checking the length before she starts trimming the long strands of hair. The room's quiet for a while, only the sound of the scissors and the rain and their breathing disturbing the silence, and then Obi-Wan sighs. I'm not going to cut the beard, I think. Maybe trim the mustache a bit. I'm starting to get used to not being carded, they decide, and Cody nods agreeably. Sure thing. Better for me. What's the point of having a partner with a license and weird hours of employment if I can't send you to the Bottle-O to buy some booze at 10 in the morning on a Tuesday? She says, cutting the last few strands of copper hair, and Obi-Wan honks out another laugh. Well, far be it from me to keep you from your adventures in day drinking, they reply. Cody rolls her eyes and tugs on their hair a little, chidingly. All right, enabler, go wash off your fur coat. She shifts out of the way, and Obi-Wan rolls their neck, then stands up. They're taller than her, which she appreciates, even if it means squabbling over what shelves are allowed to hold what in the kitchen. And there's a moment of awkward sidling around each other in the narrow space before they manage to inch past. You don't want me to do yours, they ask, even as they hook their thumbs into their boxers to skim them down, and she shakes her head. Nah, I got it. They hum agreeably, and she can see them start to fuss with the shower out of the corner of her eye as she reaches for the clippers, snapping off the blue guard Obi-Wan prefers, and hesitating for a moment before deciding not to bother with the pale green one at all. It always falls off, anyway. Might as well skip having to do her head twice, after she inevitably doesn't notice it falling off, and does half her head a different length to the other half, and not in a deliberate way, like Obi-Wan has. They step into the shower, cursing a little as the hot water splutters and kicks off for a moment before finally stabilizing, and she starts out the clippers again, setting the humming machine against her head and starting to shave off the half-inch stubble of hair. In the sink, the black strands drift down to mix with the copper already there. It's going to be a bitch to sweep them all up later, but right now she's just obscurely pleased by the sight of it. The end.